Yes, Austin, thanks for having us again. It's hard to believe it's a year since we were here already chatting about it. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. We've threw a new event into it this year. We threw an elite mile. But it's really not an elite mile. It's kind of like a bit of fun too, because we're making it like a handicap race that we're going to set some of Ireland's best middle distance athletes off first, ladies, and we're going to get the men to chase them down. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So but let's do the 3K first of all. Was very, very successful last year. And obviously there's a charity on board. So it's a great way to start the day on St. Patrick's Day. It's a 3K. Tell us more about the course and what's expected in that.
Yes, Oisin, this main event is all about raising money for St. Bernard's School through John Harn. We were very happy last year. We had 160 runners and we had a lot of good offers from people, and they gave us a lot of stuff for the school. So that's what it's about, to get people out on the road on St. Patrick's morning, moving about and having a bit of crack. The course is around Joe Bonner's Road where the council office is. That's where it was last year. You come down by Chatwick's, down by CBM Signs and around there. And it was real success last year and people really enjoyed it, but this year we're hoping now that people will stay around and, as I said, watch the mile. But we've got some really good athletes in the 3K as well, but the main thing is that we want people to support the charity, and that's St. Bernard's School.
So have a bit of fun, do your 3K, have a chat, get maybe a cup of coffee somewhere or something, and just hang around and wait for the elite mile, which is a new thing here in Letterkenny. So tell us, why did you come up with the idea of that?
Well, we come up with the idea, Oisin, because we have a lot of young athletes in Letterkenny Athletic Club and Van Valley and Cranford and all around the county, all these athletes, all these clubs. And a lot of them specify in like middle distance, like 1500 or 800 or 400, more the 800 and the 1500 runners. And they don't do a lot of 5Ks or 10Ks. So we thought, we'd come up with something different that they could actually compete in as well. And we would like to see if we could break the 4 minute mile on the road. Has never been done in Donegal. We had the elite mile on the road with Letterkenny Athletic Club or on the track, and it was broken, but it's never been done on the road. So we're excited about that, but we're trying to make it a bit of crack as well. So what we're planning to do is we have two or three women signed up already. We're going to give them a handicap. We want them to run hard. So for one way to get them to run hard is get somebody to chase them down, and we want the men to run hard. So we want the men to catch the women, and we want the women to stay in front of the men. Yeah. So it's going to be exciting. So we want people to stay around after the 3K, get your cool down done. After that, there'll be tea and biscuits and refreshments and Divers Hyundais where the sign-on's on. We're just trying it for something different, it's St. Patrick's morning, there's not a lot on, the roads will be quiet, and that's what we're going for.
These athletes are going to take it serious, because there's money up for grabs here, Sean.
Of course, there's no race that's fun, where when it comes to when you call it an elite mile and when you put a number on your back, knowing myself and a few colleagues of mine, once you put a number on your back, you want to win the race or you want to go hard. There is money on board. We've had a lot of good jesters, a lot of very good sponsors. I'll just name a few. Well, the main sponsor here is Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure down there. Last year, they were the main sponsor for the 3K. This year, they're still the main sponsor, but when we introduced the mile, we needed to get a few more small sponsors on board, and we have successfully got that. Paul Sweeney, Spire Shop, Richard McMahon from McDonald's, Kieran Doherty, a friend of mine that has the fishing trawler in Killybegs, and I suppose to shout out this one, and it's a real honour to shout out this one, he was an overall sports star winner there last weekend out in the Mount Errigal, and it was actually a pleasure to see his name called out. It was Dylan Brown McMonagall, the jockey that's doing really well. So Dylan's come on board as well, and it's great to see local clubs and local businesses putting a few pound into their athletes, and especially Dylan, like coming from where he was and what he's done. So it's great to have these people on board,
So the 3K, it starts at the council offices and it does that loop around past where Erwin's and CBM signs, and the finish is at the new entrance now to the council offices. What's the mile? How's the mile incorporated under that?
The mile is, we've kind of gone with the specifications of this year. There's actually the World Championships for the mile. So we looked into that and we looked what they were looking for. And we have the course measured to perfection with John Cannon, a friend of ours that does all this. He's got a certificate for it. So we looked into the World Athletics and to see what they were looking for. So they were looking for a straight, a bend and a corner, and it could be no more than 1 meter of a decline from start to finish. So it's going to start at the New Dawn Stores across from Marks and Spencer's, and you're going to run towards the Polestar roundabout, and then you're going to take the left at the Polestar. You're going to run up past Chatwick's CBM signs there. You're going to turn left and you're going to go down the New Link Road, and it's going to finish where the 3K is finishing. So all the two finishes will be together, but the two starts are different. Okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm still getting around my head here. You're letting the women off first, and then you're letting the men chase the women. So, we'll and there's yeah. there's a considerable amount of money for the first to get past the first home. So
yeah, there's it's going to be fun. So it's been done in England quite a bit, and we thought we were myself and Michael Black and Gary Cross and Maria McCambridge and a few other people that we've chatted to come up with this idea. And listen, it's a bit of fun. And yeah, the women's going to go first. So we'll get all the women's times before the time comes. And it could be either 50 seconds or it could be 55 seconds or it could be 49 seconds. Who knows yet? We have to get all their PB times. So they will start first, and then the men's going to chase them down. And the first person across the line of maybe a woman or a man, it's €1,000. If they break the 4 minute mile record, under four minutes for the mile, they will get an extra 100. And the women will be the same. It's 4:30. So it's going to be it's going to be fun. And like a lot of people have been sending me messages, and they can't wait for it. So please come out and support it. Come out and view it, because you're going to watch something special, hopefully, if we can break the 4 minute mile. Right. Now, there is a few guys there that...
Yeah, who's actually going to do this? Who's competing?
Well, you know, we've got some local guys from the local athletic club, but Sean McGinley, I suppose, is the man that's going to stand out. Sean won the 3K last year. We have another guy called Michael Murphy from Athlone.
Not the Gaelic footballer.
Not the Gaelic footballer.
Or Michael Murphy Sports.
Yeah, all Michael Murphy Sports. It's just a coincidence that he's called Michael Murphy. He's going really well. But the guy on form is probably Cathal O'Reilly. Cathal O'Reilly is a young guy from, I'm going to say, down the country somewhere, but he's ran 3:59 last year in the track. So he's the man on form. And then there's a veteran in there called John Travers. If you go on my Facebook page or Instagram page, he's set so many records. It's unbelievable. He ran 4 minutes dead last year on the road. So, yeah, we're hoping that we get the 4 minute mile. If not, it's a stepping stone to next year, Oshin. But we've set a platform that we're giving some of our younger athletes that, as I said before, that compete over 800, 1500, an opportunity to race on the road and race against probably some of the best middle distance athletes that we have at the minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So listen, there's lots to look forward to. Maybe you might give a mention maybe to the locals who's going to compete in this that you think's going to have a crack. Yeah, the likes of Darren Ogden. So obviously one.
Darren Ogden is one. He's a young guy from the Letterkenny Athletic Club. And then we have Michael Donoghue, and then young Philip McGee and Oisin Kelly from Cranford. So there's a few local guys there that, you know, it's great to give them the opportunity to do this and to race against some of these guys are competing for Ireland, like Cathal O'Reilly, Sean McGinley, John Travers. These boys are all like Irish vest holders. So for these boys to race against them, and there's a lot more there. We have 19 so far in the mile and we've got two girls. So yeah, that's really good. And then the 3K, you know, you've got the likes of Amy Green coming. You've got the likes of Maria McCambridge coming. You know, so, and Holly Archer's coming back from the UK again. So it's going to be a great race. But as I said to yourself, we want as many people on the road for the 3K to support the school, to support the charity, and do something good on St. Patrick's Morning.
Yeah. Listen, lots to look forward to. It's a great way to spend a couple of hours on St. Patrick's Morning. I have to mention Gary Murray, because it's 20 years since he broke the mile, isn't it?
Listen, Gary Murray is an idol of mine. I used to watch him all the time and go and watch him race. And yes, 20 years since Gary's broke. He was the first Donegal man to break the mile. He ran 3:59, and if you look at the results on my Facebook page again, there was some good athletes in it, like the Mo Farah and boys like that was in it. So Gary's going to start the race. It's an honour to have him there to start the race. And I suppose another shout out, like, you know, can't miss him, is Oisin Gallen too. Yeah. Another Finn Valley man that has broke the sub 4 minute mile. Yeah. So we have two Donegal men that has done it. Unfortunately, Oisin's in America. can't come, we have reached out to him. So Gary's going to start it, and it's going to be a great morning. Hopefully get a bit of weather and a bit of crack and, you know, a bit of banter and a good tea and coffee and some refreshments in Divers after it. So Come down, put your name down for the 3K, and hang around and watch some of Ireland's best middle distance runners.
I'm sure we'll be talking about it again over the next number of weeks. But St. Patrick's Day, Monday the 17th of March, the Michael Murphy's 3K and Elite Mile. It's going to be a good event. And the details, of course, will be on the social media channels over the next couple of weeks. Sean, the best luck with the continued preparation for it.
Thanks, Oisin. Always. Thank you.